When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live everywhere. iHeartRadio app. Same place you can find John and Ken on demand, the podcast, after 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and you can connect to the voice line using that app just to look for the microphone and leave a message for the Moist line, or of course call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. I called up a page here, you know, it's political news. I'm going to talk about Trump in a moment, but it's once again got a little tab. What if the U.S. falls apart? Strategy game simulates political scenarios. They're really selling this. It's a sponsor.
Like the Civil War game.
Yeah, it's like we mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah.
Apparently you can participate like you would on a video game in a Civil War game. And how the United States would separate out into sides in the Second Civil War. You know what the Trump news is, the lead story right now?
What?
Guess who told the FBI about that man in Utah who was making threats to kill Biden and the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg?
Who?
Truth Social.
Really?
Donald Trump's social media company, Truth Social, notified the FBI after Craig DeLieu Robertson made threats to kill Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg Jr. This was a senior law enforcement official who spoke to NBC News confirming this.
So this guy thought he could post on Trump's social media feed.
Truth Social, right?
Yeah, and that would be cool.
Plus, he probably wanted an audience that would appreciate what he was considering doing.
Right, so nobody would turn him in.
That's possibly what he thought.
Right, they would all appreciate his sentiment and his plans.
You know, by now, they went to arrest him, and they said he was threatening, and they killed him.
Yeah, so that's...
Craig is dead.
That's the proper response.
I guess it has to be.
Don't go through a trial. Don't go through, grand jury indictment, hearing his side of the story. None of that. Just whoosh, there you go. One bullet, you're gone.
You know, a lot of people make threats to kill people. So when they come to question you, I don't think you should pull a gun, but
no,
they're going to kill you.
Yeah. As soon as you do that, you're probably going to get shot dead. But who would do that? Just crazy people. So you know what? That's the way it's Darwinism. It's a way to thin the herd a little bit. You know what? I just hit me again the other day. I listen to the news and I just drive around and see all the degradation. We're being held hostage by this tiny percentage of crazy people. A tiny percentage, right? Most of us are kind of boring and we have boring lives and we just do our thing. And then we have to react and protect ourselves and get into some kind of disturbance or fight just trying to live normally. You know, I mean, you can't even go to a shopping mall. You figure, you know, some group of thugs are going to come in smashing all the windows so they could grab purses, right? You got, every time you go into a shopping mall, I bet you everybody thinks that now. You see the expensive shops and go, wow, could this be the day that somebody smashed it?
Oh, you think so? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. My wife certainly thinks so. And I says, so why do we have to? Why can't we just round all these people up, put them away, do what we need to do to neutralize them? Lock them up, put them away. No rehab, no understanding what their issues are. Enough. No excuses. Because most of us are normal. Most of us can live a normal, relatively decent, happy, prosperous life. Most of us are capable of that. Why? All day long, all we got to do is cater to this tiny little percentage of miscreants, mental patients, drug addicts.
The news today on Trump is sooner rather than later. Special counsel Jack Smith is asking for a January 2nd trial for Trump on the charges that just came up last week, the criminal conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election results, and probably the biggest case of all the ones we've heard so far. But Trump doesn't have to accept that, right? It's up to you if you want a speedy trial, I guess.
Well,
he says it's in the public interest to have a trial in the case as soon as practical. He also wants to get it done before, you know, the heavy primary voting next year. So
yeah, the Trump attorneys are going to
the Iowa caucus is January 15th. That's like the first thing that comes up.
Right. I know. It's right at the start of the voting season.
Right.
So Trump's or attorneys, they're going to have their own trial date suggestion and their own estimate for the length of the trial.
Oh, and wouldn't January 2nd be the week of the anniversary of January 6th, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It would be 3 years later, right?
Yeah. You see,
maybe that's not a good idea.
See, here's what the Trump people want to do, because he said Smith's office would be seeking a trial within 70 days after having 3.5 years to investigate.
Right.
So the attorney, John Lauro, said, why don't we make it equal? In other words, if they had 3.5 years to investigate, why don't we have 3.5 years to defend ourselves? I don't know how much control a defense team has over slowing the trial down. You can, to some extent, and file all kinds of motions, especially in civil cases, right, where there's complex law. You could really, and like if you're a corporation, you could really grind things to a halt. But well, a judge could always say, enough of this nonsense. We're going to trial.
He can't get rid of this woman. Remember E. Jean Carroll?
Yeah,
her defamation lawsuit against Trump is scheduled to go on trial January 15th. I don't think he has to be there, but...
No, it's a civil lawsuit.
It could be going on at the same time as the criminal trial.
She already won a trial, but
yeah,
he keeps...
but then she died because he ripped her apart after it. She sued him for defamation.
Right.
He sued her, but that just got dismissed by a judge.
Right.
He sued her for defamation.
He lost the trial... And just started it all over again. Ended up with a second trial.
Doesn't care.
Well, he's got campaign donations paying for this. Political action money.
Yeah.
There are people around the country who are donating by the millions and millions to his legal defense. So he can do whatever he wants.
Now, the first debate among the Republican presidential candidates is August 23rd in Milwaukee. What we learned, though, is that the second debate is going to be in California at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley in late September. That was announced in the last 24 hours. Trump, of course, has already stated he will not sign that loyalty pledge, which is required by the Republican National Committee to participate in the debate this month in Milwaukee. I won't sign the pledge. I can name three or four people that I will not support for president. So right there, that's a problem. And what the pledge is basically is you will support the eventual GOP nominee.
He's
Trump saying he won't because he didn't name the people, but he has been attacking Asa Hutchinson and Chris Christie recently.
Mm-hmm. And probably Mike Pence.
Right.
And
Mike Pence.
I don't know.
He said three or four. Yeah,
I don't know if
Mike Pence would have to be on the list.
I don't know if
Pence says he just made the debate. He just qualified.
Yeah, I don't know if he's really pissed at DeSantis or he pretends to be. And then as soon as he gets the nomination, yeah, he'd ask DeSantis to be the vice president. Because right. that would be the toughest ticket. That would be the toughest combination to beat.
And I don't think Trump's not going to ask DeSantis. You think he is?
I don't know.
No. I thought he wanted Kerry Lake.
Oh, my God.
That's what I keep hearing. The woman that ran for, what was it, governor of Arizona?
Governor, yeah. And refuses.
Contested, like, yeah, just like Trump, she would not admit she lost, right?
She still refuses to accept it.
No, I know. She's challenged it six ways to Sunday.
And yeah.
Has not made any inroads.
Another one who lost all
her
cases.
She is very faithful to him and appears with him a lot. I think she's running for some other office.
She might run for Senate.
Senate, that's what I saw, right?
Yeah.
So, but I've heard that she's positioned herself to be his VP pick. It's going to be a really tough, weird year next year.
Right.
Exciting in some extent, but also maddening in another.
Biden being carried around in a casket to campaign
trials stuff. For Trump. And then the probable, you say this today, I mean, it's August 10th. Is it really going to be Trump against Biden next November? Or is this just too early?
It just doesn't feel like it would be that, would it? It just doesn't feel like that to me. That this can't continue this way.
Like, I've had enough. This can't continue.
No, right.
Because I personally decided this isn't right.
Right, yeah.
That shouldn't be happening to the country.
Well, just there's other people.
I was going to say, it's going to tear us apart. We're already torn apart.
Well, I'm exhausted by this crowd. I don't want to talk about these two anymore. I don't want to hear their voices. It's about nothing interesting other than their, you know, Trump's bizarre personality and the life support machine that Biden's on. That's it. It's nothing really that interesting anymore. I've seen Trump's act now for, God, since, you know, all my life.
It really exploded in 2015.
I know, yeah. But I mean, it's got to be something else to talk about. There's got to be other people out there.
Nobody who's breaking through.
No,
a lot of people running, but either they're not getting the media coverage and it's unfair, or they're just duds. It's a bunch of Jeb Bushes.
Well, a lot of them are duds. Yes, they are duds. There's a lot of bad campaigns. There are a lot of bad candidates.
Should they be standing up calling people names like Trump? You fat idiot.
No,
you clown.
Because it's not that.
Lock him up.
It's not that. No. Trump puts on the best show. Best overall show. That's all that matters now.
But it doesn't have the impact it did in 2016 this year.
No. Well, because it's been running for 9 years. So everybody's exhausted. Or they should be exhausted. Some people aren't.
All right. We'll return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Maybe I'm just the only one.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We'll be bringing back the Moist Line tomorrow at this very moment. We'll be playing calls, we expect. Leave your message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number to leave that message, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And, of course, if you missed last hour, well, you can pick it up on the podcast, but we did talk about how in Europe, they're going after those climate protesters who are blocking traffic and gluing themselves to things. Last night, we had a situation on the 134 freeway in Glendale, which bears a couple of minutes because people took to the streets to protest Adam Schiff. Congressman Adam Schiff was being protested.
Yeah.
What's this about? Didn't he already get shamed by the House of Representatives? He was censored or something?
He wasn't getting protested for all the reasons you should protest him.
He was not. Here is the TV report from Channel 7 anchor Mark Brown.
Glendale, Air 7 HD over a major traffic tie-up that's been going on for more than 3 hours. This is part of a political protest to help people suffering in a humanitarian crisis half a world away. This is video from earlier as that protest blocked traffic on the 134 freeway in the heart of Glendale, backing up traffic for miles. Protest meant to highlight the plight of ethnic Armenians in Artsakh, which is currently under a blockade by Azerbaijani forces. Those
Artsakh?
Protesters parking a semi-truck to block the freeway and unfurling several banners. Those banners reading, quote, "Stop Artsakh genocide. Adam Schiff, don't ignore us. Open the road of life." The protesters say Congressman Adam Schiff and the U.S. could be doing more to open the supply line to the Artsakh region that Azerbaijan has shut down and to end the current humanitarian crisis. Congressman Schiff responding to the protests with this statement tonight saying, quote, I am in communication with the Biden administration, the State Department, and my congressional colleagues and am advocating for using all tools at our disposal, including pushing for U.S. humanitarian aid to Artsakh, cutting off military and other assistance to Azerbaijan, and imposing sanctions on those responsible for this crisis.
Artsakh?
That's a country.
They say they are. They're a breakaway.
I never heard of this place. I got to look this up. I never heard of Artsakh.
Yeah, I just looked it up. Right. Artsakh. The region is in dispute between Azerbaijan and the breakaway Republic of Artsakh. Most of the people who live in Artsakh are indigenous Armenian.
Right, they're
people.
Armenian, but...
And they're supported by neighboring Armenia, so now you see why.
Right, so Azerbaijan
was a protest in Glendale.
Had this territory, and it broke away. And
it broke away, it's considered itself its own place, and it wants to be part with Armenia.
Right. Serious. What is Adam Schiff supposed to do about that?
End the blockade.
Well, how's he going to do that?
Apparently, that's what this is about. There's been some sort of a blockade. It's been going on for a while, and I guess it's to cut the people off so they give up.
What's he going
to
do?
he uses the power of the American... I mean, we're helping Ukraine, right?
People are trying to get home from work. They shut down the 134 because they want Adam Schiff to undo a blockade in Artsakh?
Right, the Biden administration. Schiff should pressure the Biden administration to take action. I guess bomb the blockade.
Who would even answer the phone? If Adam Schiff was calling you, would you even pick up? Like, if your phone is ringing right now and it said Adam Schiff on it, would you pick up the phone? What's he going to do?
You know what? Well, what comes around goes around. The Azerbaijani government sent citizens who they claim to be eco-activists to block a big corridor which connects Artsakh to Armenia and the outside world.
Artsakh.
I think he used to do the sports on Channel 7, didn't he? Here's Artsakh with the sports.
Artsakh.
And his brother, Ball.
Stop it. They're going to blockade you.
Come on.
Since March 26, 2023, the Azerbaijani government has consolidated its blockade, seizing territory across a corridor, both with Artsakh and Armenia, blocking even alternative bypass routes, and they installed a military checkpoint. Why is this a story you never heard before? Listen, now you know.
I looked up Wikipedia. They were just trying to describe where this place is and what its history is. See if this makes any sense. It is a doubly landlocked breakaway state whose territory is recognized as part of Azerbaijan. Artsakh controls a part of the former Nagorno-Karabakh Autonomous Oblast.
Wow.
Including the capital of Stepanakert. It's an enclave within Azerbaijan. And it's a prominently Armenian population. And somehow the Soviet Union got involved here.
Yeah, I had to look at Russian a map.
Part
Did you
of
find
the
it
Soviet
on a map?
Empire.
Yeah. Did you find it on a map somewhere?
Well, yeah. It's south of Russia. Yeah. Amongst all those breakaway countries.
All the Zhans
and the Caucasus.
And the stands.
Yes, and the stands and the Zhans and the...
Says here that the Artsakh authorities had to go with daily six-hour blackouts to ration the remaining supply of local electricity production. Azerbaijan is just claiming we're doing this to prevent the illegal transportation of weapons and natural resources. That's why they put the blockade in.
There's dozens of these local civil wars, border disputes, right? Breakaway
right, but
lands.
I imagine for the people in the Glendale area, they have Armenian relatives who might be affected.
I understand, but blocking traffic on the 134 is not going to do anything.
Yeah,
I don't know. It seems
they protest the genocide. Remember the Turks not recognizing the Armenian genocide?
But I know.
This
but
is a different one.
Don't block the freeway. You're not going to win any sympathetic converts to your cause here. Trust
me. It was later in the day. No.
I mean, honestly, you roll down a window and you ask one of the protesters, why are you blocking the 134? I got to get home. I got to pick up my kid. Oh, because we're trying to get Adam Schiff to free the Artsakhs. It's yes. Like, buddy, get out of the way, all right? You're going to get flattened. Get out of the way.
Educate yourself. Get involved, John. Help people besides yourself.
By what? By blocking traffic? It doesn't help the art sacks.
They want you to call up.
Call up who?
Spineless Schiff and tell him to get his act in gear.
Sure.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
So much misguided protest.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and frauds to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from selected past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look, and HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. What? You just joined us? How dare you?
Should be punished.
Okay, we have an iHeart app. You can make it up. You after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand podcast. Listen to everything you missed, and we will send you a quiz later.
We return to the Venice Boardwalk, where it's been reported that over the last couple of years, they were able to remove over 200 people from camping, from loitering on the boardwalk there.
Yes.
Supposedly on any given day, there's probably 40 there, and there were still cleanups going on. Venice and the boardwalk is back in the news because people in the community, and I'm talking about people that actually have homes in the community, residences.
Oh, the people who work? You mean those guys?
They're split on whether or not nearly $5 million should be spent on cleaning up the bathrooms. Some are saying that it won't matter. You can spend the money. They'll just be dirtied again with drugs, prostitution, graffiti. Mark Ryovic, who's actually been on our show with the Venice Stakeholders Association, said right now they're frightful, but he said throwing money at the problem won't address the drug use and mental illness. They'll be beautiful for a month or two, and then they're going to start their descent back into hell, he said. People are sleeping in them, doing prostitution in them because there's no enforcement as there should be. And we talked about this the other day, this broken windows philosophy of prosecuting crimes. California went in the opposite direction. Oh, if it's low level, nonviolent, just leave it alone.
And it makes
But that results in this kind of chaos.
Makes everything disgusting. And I'm with the crowd that says no more money, no more cleaning it up. Just close them down. Close them down. And if you see anybody defecating, urinating, you arrest them. Because that's breaking the law. You keep doing that, they're going to go somewhere else. I think they should stop catering to all these vagrants, mental patients, and drug addicts. Stop catering to them. All right? Because they just made everything more and more gross, more and disgusting. They're not changing their behavior at all. All the ideas have failed. Name me one of these progressive ideas that worked. Name one. We've tried this out now for like 7 years. What's the one that worked? None of them. They all made everything more filthy and more dangerous.
Vagrant tents have encircled the restrooms like a makeshift village.
Yeah.
The walls are blackened by fire ash and graffiti.
Yeah.
Trash and used needles left by the transients are littered on the ground.
So the people who run this city, and this is Bessetti, and all the city council people outside of
Tracy Park's district.
Right, I know. But I mean, she can't clean up everything by herself. She's got to get the city council and Bessetti on board, right? And all the...
Right.
They have made it clear that this stuff doesn't bother them. They don't see any of this as an issue. The only reason they take any action is because so many people scream at them all day. And it's like, they to them, we're all a bunch of children, and occasionally they give us a shut-up toy. You ever hear of the phrase, a shut-up toy? It's in stores, like grocery stores, they will position racks of little disposable toys that, you know, a mother could buy for $2 or $3, right?
Yeah.
And you just grab it off the shelf, and that's when your kid is screaming in the grocery cart, going, and you got to buy like $300 worth of groceries, right? And the kid's going, So you just grab a little shut-up toy and give it to the kid, or maybe he sticks it in his mouth. And now you can do, and that's the way they treat us. We're a bunch of little kids screaming from the shopping cart. And every once in a while, it's like, okay, we'll close this encampment. Here's your shut up toy. But then the camp repopulates a few weeks later. Okay, we'll clean up the bathrooms. We're going to spend $4.2 million. Oh, yeah, right. And then in a month, the place is a toxic dump. So there's got to be a permanent refusal to allow these people to do anything. Arrest them for the slightest deviation from normal human behavior.
One resident said, we used to call them shooting galleries because the vagrants would go in there and shoot up drugs, but now people are living in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Like living on the floor of a bathroom, just rolling out your tarp and your...
Yeah, they do. When my wife and I bike or walk up the walking paths or the boardwalks, the bike paths along the beach, one of us has to go to the restroom. Neither one of us will, I'm afraid to open the door. I don't know what's on the other side of that door. Once Steve Gregory opened up a public toilet and there were two guys having sex on the other side of the door, that was like the last time I opened up a...
Was during the Occupy thing, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? The Occupy thing. I can't get that out of my head. We had no people living in public outside of Skid Row until Occupy hit, right?
That was 2011, by the way.
Was that some kind of organized test run for all this? To get people used to the idea.
That was the Wall Street Rebellion, right? The people that were
upset
the mortgage meltdown.
That was the cover story. But I wonder if it was activist groups, because I know they do research on how to get the public used to an idea, right?
Yeah.
And did they want us to live with the Occupy tents? And remember, it was all about urine and feces and filth, right? Went on for months and months.
Right.
But in a way, it normalized the idea. It's the first time we all had to deal with a long-running public encampment.
Particularly a massive encampment, right?
Right, massive encampment. And then all of a sudden, within a few years, this became commonplace. They're letting out prisoners. They're not prosecuting for drugs anymore. They're not forcing people into drug treatment. people are coming from all 50 states. Meth and fentanyl take hold. And yet you go back pre-Occupy, nothing. We didn't have any of these problems. There's just something stuck in my mind that wasn't a coincidence.
No.
And I can't prove it. I can't explain it. But it's always like nuts. It's just something in my instinct says, you know what? There was a reason for that. There was somebody behind
that.
And
it was followed a couple
of
years later by Prop 47, which decriminalized so many things that they kind of just fell together there.
And did the people who pushed Prop 47, remember they lied to everybody about it, did they know this was going to be the result? How could they not? They knew they were never going to supply any money for drug treatment. They knew that nobody would go for drug treatment without a judge's order anymore. Nobody was going to jail anymore, right? Because Prop 47 removed jail, removed forced drug treatment, removed everything. So they knew this. Where did they think all the people would end up? They knew they'd end up in the street. And were they just softening the public to get used to normalize the public? You got to get used to people living in parks now. This is the way it's going to be. Here's the test run. Occupy, and we'll have a cover story. Oh, we're protesting Wall Street. It's like, what? What do you mean you're protesting Wall Street? It's like people blocking the 134 for the sake of the Armenians. You're not going to change Wall Street by taking a crap in front of City Hall.
The idea behind spending $5 million on the Venice bathrooms is the work of the Mensa candidate, Ted Lieu, the congressman.
Oh, my God. God.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned him in a while.
He is an empty suit. You know what I found out just this week? Because people are starting to repopulate the VA homeless camp.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mentioned that to Tracy Park last week. And as just like last time, it's a collision of, this is county land, this is city land, this is federal land because it's the VA. And Ted Lieu is not my congressman anymore.
Oh, he's not.
I've got Brad Sherman.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They did dice up the district. Yeah.
That load it used to be centered in Sherman Oaks.
Yes.
Because we've had a couple of neighbors call us, and they're putting together a group to start fighting this encampment again. And so a woman called me up, and I said, "Well, who's Ted Lieu's the?" And he said, "No, it's Brad Sherman." It's like, oh, we're doomed. Oh, my God. We're going to be fighting that load. Because and she thought the reason these people were back, these were rejects from the VA tiny home camp. These were the people that misbehaved on the VA land. They were given tiny homes, and now the VA kicked them off for bad behavior, and now they're back sitting outside.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Like, I have time for this.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Kind of a fascinating story from the Miami area. Apparently, an outfit that specializes in helping people find missing loved ones got a tip about a lake near the Miami International Airport. So they did a little underwater checking, and so far, there appears to be 32 cars in that lake. would that sound suspicious? Yes, it just might. So they've got wreckers there working to pull the cars from the water. And the early results are, so far, no human remains. It looks like some of them were stolen, joyriding, and the people ditched them into the water. That seems to be what happened. They've been finding cars from the 1980s. Cars that were stolen in the late 90s.
So the guys who stole cars for joyrides, they knew where to take the evidence.
They apparently all learned that this is the place to put them where they probably won't find them because they might be able to trace it back to you. I don't know. So they've been ditching them in the lake.
I thought for sure they'd find a few bodies in there, some rotting skeletons.
Yeah, the latest story I have, because there was one reporter that said, well, there was a lot of crime during the cocaine wars in Miami years back.
Right.
They thought they might find some bodies in there, you know, like they did when Lake Mead dried up and some of those Nevada.
Miami's always been a hotbed for organized crime.
They didn't check any of the trunks?
They did, yes. They did. They searched the cars. They found no human remains yet.
Cheating husbands? Some wives getting off? I mean, well, out of 32, there had to be one.
You'd think so.
Wow, what a disappointment. I was hoping there's all kinds of juicy stories coming out of that.
They pulled 40 cars from a river near Nashville in 2021. There must have been, it doesn't say whether or not that was sort of the same thing. It's just like car theft rings who just decide this is too hot. We got to get rid of this.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it became a thing for people in those circles. The people who steal cars just for the fun of it.
You know, they pull the cars out and then they run the vehicle identification numbers and then they figure out which department should take the case. And so far, it's mostly the stolen vehicle department.
Wow. Huge disappointment.
Because there were more than 40 cold cases on the radar in Miami-Dade and Broward County.
Right,
so they thought this might be a good lead, perhaps, to find some dead, missing family members.
Right.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No.
Big letdown.
Yeah. That'd be well, I guess so. Because I guess for people who have long lost missing relatives, they want to know something.
Sure. I just thought maybe there's some juicy crime stories, right?
Yeah. Mob members.
Cocaine guys killing each other.
Cuban mafia, stuff like that.
Yeah. Conway's here.
Hey, now. Hey, I heard you guys talk about the trash cans. And again, if my dad always said, if the city can't do the small things, it's not going to be able to tackle the big things.
No. No, if they can't deliver me a new trash can, they are not going to clean up this homeless mess.
That's right. but that's what got me my first run-in with the city of L.A. was the trash cans. Then there was the sidewalk, and it was the whole run, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's just one. You can't ask them to do anything.
I couldn't take it anymore.
You call these helplines? Oh, my God. Jeez.
Okay, here's a story about Burbank, all right? There was a guy across the alley from us, and he's putting up scaffolding around his office building.
Yeah.
I said, hey, what are you doing? He goes, I'm taking the office building down. We're putting up a 3-story office building with subterranean parking. I said, oh, okay. I said, do you have permits for this? And he said, no, we start the work, and then we get permits later. I go, okay. Have you ever done work with the city of Burbank? He goes, no, this is our first venture. I go, all right. So I go to the city, and I go, hey, look, I don't want to cause this guy a lot of problems. But he's about to erect a huge office building right next to my house. Half hour later, the city's out there. Half hour later. They almost beat me back to my property. And shut it down.
The thing would blow up. But like that Florida building a couple of years ago.
Yeah, remember? Right. The collapse.
That's how it starts.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's how it starts. Yeah. Alex Stone is coming on to talk about this horrible fire in Maui. Have you guys ever been to Maui?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, it's beautiful. You ever been there, Ken? Maui?
No, not a Maui. I went to the other islands.
Oh, it's beautiful. You got to get out there. But Lahaina used to be the capital of Hawaii.
Yeah, no, that was a beautiful little town.
150 years old, that town.
Yeah.
Well, it's horrible.
Seems gone.
And then Dean Sharp is coming on with us. We had something else. Oh, the protesters with the 134 freeway.
Yes, that crowd.
Yeah. I tried to get through there. Couldn't do it.
You know where ARCSAT is?
Where?
ARCSAC.
ARCSAC.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you'll find out.
That's what the protest was about, yeah.
ARCSAC?
Yes. It's a
to look at that.
You'll see.
I know MISOC.
You're going to do the story, you don't know?
I know MISOC and TUSOC, MISOC Tukmanian. Two of my best pals are Armenian. They're MISOC Tukmanian and David Mosik, and they're both Kings. A lot of Armenians are Kings fans. I don't know if you know that or not.
I did not know that.
Yes. No. Big Kings fans in the Armenian community.
How about that?
Big Kings fans.
You're big in the Armenian community.
He is. You know what? I was asked to speak at the opening of the Armenian Museum, and my friend who's Armenian, who's been Armenian for 9,000 years, wasn't, and he's pissed.
You beat out a real Armenian.
I'm an Irish Catholic guy from the Valley.
Yeah, you got no business.
Right.
All right.
Didn't suffer anything, and yet they want me to speak.
Dig dog.
Dig dog with you, Kenny.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Come on.
All right. Conway next.
Cans. Get John his cans. Get John his cans.
Live 25 in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.